Exodus chapter number four, and while you're turning, I know all of you probably saw on the news before you come to church about tried to kill President Trump again today, and thank the Lord he protected him, and ain't no telling what's going to happen between now and the next 50 or 60 days or even thereafter. But boy, it's amazing how our Bible is just coming true every day. We're living in perilous days. The Bible tells us and commands us really to pray for our leaders, and we ought to do that. And so I encourage you to pray not just for his safety, but for our country. Our country stands in need of, our country needs the Lord. And this world needs the Lord, but pray for our country. It's usually said about every 4 years, it's the most important election of our lifetime. But I'm truthfully honest, I believe this one is. I don't know how much more America can take going the direction we're going at the breakneck speed that we're going there, and we need a reprieve, and we need the grace of God, and that don't come through a man, but it does come through leadership. God sets up kings and he brings them down, and we need a space of grace, and we need the Lord to help us as a country. If you love America and you love God, then you surely can't be for the direction our country is headed. Seeing the absolute abomination of abortion being just promoted, and just sodomy, and this transgender movement mutilating our children, cutting their body parts off, and I mean, it's absolutely. Do you understand that there's states in our nation right now where it's legal, where the state, matter of fact, the man who's running for the vice president on the Democrat side, in his state, he made it law to where the state can come in and take your children if you don't agree with them about them choosing to change genders. They can take your children in Minnesota, come in and take your children from you and take them to a hospital and let some doctor cut permanently, mutilate their body, make it to where little girls can never have a baby, and do things to them, and made that law. That should raise... We Christians ought to have a loud voice and ought not let mess like that just go. Say, oh, you're getting political. No, that's wicked and unrighteous and unholy, and God's against that. God's for children and God's for right, and that is just absolutely dark and demonic. And if preachers and Christians don't stand up and speak out about it and against it, who will? We've learned we can't leave that to Washington. We can't leave that to some bureaucrat or some Republican or Democrat. No, the Bible says judgment begins at the house of God. And we must speak up. I don't want that man being my next vice president. I don't want her being my next president. Are you listening? You say, well, are you just a Republican and a Trump fan? I'm telling you, I choose and I vote as close to the Bible as I can. And that's how you as a Christian, you'd be amazed. Listen, do you know it wouldn't even be close? The election wouldn't even be close if every Christian would vote. That's a fact. And it really wouldn't be close if every Christian would vote scripturally. Do you know how many people have their allegiance more to a Democrat or Republican party than they do the Bible? I have talked to old, mainly old white men, some old black men, and they're allegiance, they are a Democrat. I don't care. I said, how can you be, say you a Christian and call, and how you call yourself a Christian and you for them killing babies? Well, I've been a Democrat my whole, I don't care what I've been my whole life. When, if the Republican Party starts promoting sodomy and homosexuality and killing babies, I wouldn't vote for them either.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's right. And our allegiance ought to be to God and to right. And that's how we ought to vote. We don't have an allegiance to a party. The Republican Party didn't save me. Amen. Donald Trump didn't save me, but I think he's the best hope we have right now, and we ought to pray for him. Amen. I tell you this, the devil, these forces that are against him that don't want him there, and I think we ought to do our best to pray for him and for our country, and I think we ought to get out of our closets. You know, it used to be that some homosexual would come out of the closet. You young people probably don't even know what that means. They used to be ashamed of it. And when they would finally publicly come out and say something and tell people that I am or what, it was a big, big deal. But do you know, before, when they came out, before the door closed to the closet, most Christians went in the closet and shut our mouth and decided, well, that's their choice. You'd be amazed at how many people who call themselves Christians condone that mess.
You're right.
And promote it and are proud of it. If it's ever been wrong, it's still wrong. And it has forever been wrong, and it forever shall be wrong. Whether